The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I've had a great spring. Really excited about our team's development. We have a very young football team, and so we've had a great opportunity to have 13 practices so far. We'll have our 14th one tomorrow, and then finish up on Saturday with our spring game as number 15. So it's been coaches working really hard, players working hard, and allowed us to be able to make some good, solid progress with our football team fundamentally and with our scheme and the adjustments we wanted to make in the offseason. So being able to maximize a new strength staff and their involvement has been a big asset to us, and excited about their development of our guys and the way that we've been able to utilize them this spring. And so looking forward to wrapping this up this week and then moving into our next phase of evaluation period and on into our summer. So excited about our football team, and the leadership that we have internally has been strong, and looking forward to being able to see these guys keep growing as we progress through this cycle.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Tom. With Brandon Dawkins, what was it about him, his skill set, approach, you know, whatever it may be, that made you feel like he was the right kind of player, right kind of kid to bring in this, you know, one-year type scenario?
I'd say, first of all, you know, as we search for a fit for us, you know, it begins with the kind of young man that he is and his character, just trying to get to know him and the people that have been around him. You know, it's obviously different when it's a grad transfer. He's a more mature young man, and, you know, even the whole experience of you know, recruiting him is different, you know, and which the way the things that you focus on. And so we just wanted to make sure we were going to bring in a guy that fit with us, you know, as a culture, and we feel like that's the case. And you know, also a young man that has played in and won, you know, Power 5 football games, you know, and a lot of guys in the graduate transfer world have not played much at all and definitely haven't started, and they may be some talented guys that haven't had an opportunity to break in or have those chances to play or even to start. So a guy that's been a starter, a guy that's had success, and obviously a man that brings some leadership and maturity to our quarterback room, and as well as to our offense and ultimately to our entire team. So those were kind of things to me, and obviously a skill set that matched what we want to do, you know, with our offense and the things that he brings to the table athletically and with his size. And so just felt like that when you take everything into consideration and from a character perspective to a skill set perspective and his leadership and the things that he can bring to that position, we felt like he was the best fit.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question is from Zach Osterman, the Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Tom. Apologies, kind of asking some of the same stuff about Dawkins, but, you know, he's obviously put up a lot of good rushing numbers as well as passing numbers at Arizona, and I remember back in December you talking about Michael Penix as a guy that you thought could be a real dual threat. Is that maybe kind of going forward more of what you want out of that position, the ability to have the guy that obviously can maintain a high completion percentage but also really hurt teams with his legs?
Absolutely, you know, and I think that, you know, I've been pretty upfront about that, you know, and I know that as you begin to, you know, continue to build your roster and recruit guys and bring guys into your program, that you know, the longer you're at a place, you get more specific towards that, you know, as you have a chance to affect that with younger guys and there has a chance with an older type player. So, you know, I think at that position, I just know as a defensive-minded person, coach, that kind of quarterback is difficult to defend, you know, the ability to run the football, but you got to throw it, and you got to throw it well, and that's the piece that will not change, and it doesn't mean that the guy's running the ball more than he's throwing it, but the ability to extend plays, the ability to create things with your legs, to create something from nothing are things that we're trying to get to, and I believe a big part of that is the escapability, the athleticism of that quarterback. So that's kind of the profile of a guy that we're targeting and going after, and Michael Penix fits that bill, and he's had a very strong spring and very excited about him, and we just have a very young room, and to be able to bring in an individual that's been a starter that that has his maturity and his experience was very, very important to us. And I think that we sat the other guys down and talked them through it before we even brought him on a visit. But they understood and feel like it's just a situation where we got a chance now to create that competition in that room then, and it will allow us to be able to have all guys that have a similar skill set that can all run it and throw it.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Stu Jackson, thehoosier.com.
Hey, Coach. You touched on it a little bit, but just you mentioned how young, you know, this quarterback room is. I mean, how important was it? You know, I mean, obviously, you know, a grad transfer is going to have the experience, you know, given how long they've played college football in most cases. But just how important to you or to your staff, I guess, was it to, you know, go out and find somebody who had that Power 5 experience and could, you know, maybe, you know, provide a veteran presence to that group?
Oh, it was very important, you know, and we've been discussing it for a while. We really weren't sure how it was going to play out. You know, we wanted to get into spring and find out kind of where things stood with our situation there. But it's kind of been in the back of our minds for sure, and then it just kept growing and growing as we continued to research it further and further, and then, you know, talking to different guys and trying to find a great fit. You know, you just don't want to just add somebody just to add somebody, but a guy that really fits what you are looking for. And so, you know, the experience piece is big, which is what you do get, as you mentioned, with a graduate transfer, and especially with Brandon, who has been a starter, you know, in a Power 5 conference and won games and made plays and been in that pressure of being the starter, you know, and then what that feels like. Coming in and playing, you know, in different moments of a game is different than being the guy that they're scheming for and that you're planning for, and you have to deal with all the media and all the different expectations of playing, you know, a quarterback at this level. So those were things that stuck out to us with him, even though Peyton did a great job last year and he's still young, you know, and has had a really good spring, and he's going to be competing and just like they all are to be the guy. So just wanted to make sure we had the right person as well from a character perspective. And those are the things that went into this decision, and we're excited about Brandon for sure.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.